Everett Brown of Urbana served in World War II, but the Navy man's service didn't stop there. In spite of nearing 90, he's been rounding up clothing donations for the Veterans Administration Hospital in Danville.
We go to store to get the sizes they want or what they want, and then we take it directly to the VA. There's no in-between. There's nobody gets paid.
Brown says he also picks up things like books and card games to provide patients with a little more entertainment. But some things are harder to find than others. He says that women's clothing is especially difficult to get donations for.
A lot of people don't realize we do have women veterans over there, and some of them are on the street, too.
Lisa McGinty, a female veteran herself, oversees the hospital's homeless patients. She says for homeless women, the issue is all too real.
Female veterans won't even get clothing slips from them because they know that this clothing room don't have, like, the fashionable type of items that they're wanting. A lot of the items are like high-waisted, don't even really fit. And that's not good because when you're homeless, you also are trying to look for jobs. So, I mean, you really want to have some nice clothing.
The VA hospital says they aren't allowed to reach out to people for donations. People can only come to them, which makes it likely that until donations increase, this issue will continue. Everett Brown says that he hopes more people will join in to get more donations for those in need.
They appreciate what they get. Yeah, I appreciate what they've done.
For Illinois Public Media, I'm Claire Stuckel.